I'm with Rodney Ashwood, who's convalescing after that rather nasty fall in Hobart almost a month ago now. Rod, well, first take us through the injuries that you sustained from the fall.
I had a fractious pelvis on the left-hand side, top and bottom, and I had spinal damage on my back. Went into shock for 36 hours. After that, I would have been in a little bit of trouble, so everything pulled through all right. But it's a long recovery, but 3 to 4 months. A lot of physio, and just a lot of time healing and resting, that's all.
All right, well, 3 months you'll be certainly not able to drive a horse.
It's up to the physio people how I get on with the exercises and all that. So, you can walk around all right, but it's funny when you've got to move your legs at different angles and all that. So, yeah, it's up to the physios to see if I'm 100% right to get back into the cart anyway.
Well, you're certainly getting around using the crutches, and that's the only way you can get around at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I could have been better. Could have been worse off. Could have been in a wheelchair. So,
yeah,
pretty lucky, you know. It's a good sport, but it's a dangerous sport too. So,
This is certainly the worst fall that you've encountered.
Probably the worst. It's probably the only fall I've had in 30 years since I've been driving horses in a race. So that's not too bad.
Well, I don't want you to relive it, but, you know, certainly on film, when we looked at it and you were the last cab off the rank, you were sort of going there, and it all sort of unfolded all of a sudden in front of you, and in the end there was just nowhere you could go.
No, it's just like hitting a Mack truck, I think, when he's pulled up 100 miles, and you're doing 200 miles an hour, and then you're straight behind him and straight up in the air. So hitting a brick wall, it wasn't too nice.
As it was, the sulky was the thing that actually slam dunked you into the track.
Pretty lucky, because if I think it was one of the American cars, I think I would have been in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Touch wood, I hope it hasn't happened again.
All right, Paige is looking after you and doing all the right things and giving you all the mollycoddling you deserve.
Yeah, she's been good to me, and my brother Paul, he's been good, and my whole family's been real good too, and another couple of people, Benny and other people, have been down there helping. Look, I very appreciate it, what they've done for me, so it's real.
All right, and Alex, how's he going? He was probably pretty upset that Dad was in that sort of state.
Yeah, he was all right. He knew I was all right, because I talked to him about a couple of days later, He still stayed there. He's going all right, Alex. He's getting a couple more drives in Melbourne now, so I hope things picks up for him, and he'll be home pretty soon. On the 23rd, I think he's coming home to drive a couple of horses for me, so they'll be ready to rock and roll for him.
All right, mate. Well, the racing's not the same without Rodney Ashwood driving around. We can hardly wait to get you back, mate.
No, that'd be good. Thanks.